This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Timberwolves had quite a night at the Target Center last night. They blew an 11-point lead in the final 4 minutes of regulation, then allowed Houston to score the first 13 points of overtime. Then they turned the tables. They scored the final 15 points and won the game 110-108. Head coach Chris Finch's team basically was outscored 26-2 over a six-minute stretch of regulation and OT, but still somehow won the game.
Yeah, we didn't give up. I mean, kind of aw shucks plays to start the overtime, but we regrouped well, brought some physicality back to the game, made things happen, just found a way.
The Wolves were without Anthony Edwards again. They did not have Ayo Dosunmu. They saw Rudy Gobert foul out. Naz Reid got ejected, and Jaden McDaniels left the game with injury, and they still got the W. College hoops, the Gopher women arrived in Sacramento yesterday. They're gearing up for a Sweet 16 matchup against UCLA tomorrow night. Sophomore guard Tori McKinney says they've been celebrating the Sweet 16 berth and are now set to play again.
I think our whole team is just taking it in so well, but like also just like understanding like what's on the line. So I mean, yes, we've definitely celebrated however we can, stuff like that, but at the end of the day, like, we're here to play basketball and we're here to like extend our season for as long as possible.
Tomorrow's tip time, 6:30. Minnesota Duluth women's basketball coach Mandy Pearson is taking over at St. Thomas. The Gopher baseball team 10 runs St. Thomas last night, 15-5 at Siebert Field. Believe it or not, the Twins are set to start the season today in Baltimore against the Orioles. Utility man Austin Martin is on his first opening day roster after a strong spring.
Big focus was defense for me. I feel like my jumps have gotten better. I feel a lot more comfortable, a lot more free, a lot more easy in the outfield. So I feel really confident going into the year.
First pitch is 2:05. The Wild are at Florida tonight. The Frost lost last night at home to Montreal 3-0. And the Vikings have put in a bid to host the 2028 NFL Draft. This is MNN Sports.